Thailand held its first election in 8 years this past weekend. And as we heard from the world's Patrick Nguyen before the vote, Thai voters were really fired up.
People are really excited to use what little democratic power they have to send a message.
But Sunday's voting in Thailand was described as deeply flawed by independent observers. To help explain what went wrong, let's return to Patrick in Bangkok.
Well, yes, going into the election, there was a lot of excitement. There were these predictions that there would be 90% turnout. Didn't quite turn out that way, and the election itself was a little screwy. You had strange results where certain precincts would report 200% participation. Okay, so that's everybody who's eligible to vote times two. Doesn't make any sense. It probably just comes down to incompetence. This is a military regime that isn't in the habit of holding elections. The last election in Thailand was 8 years ago, and so they're out of practice. I think the important thing to remember is the fundamental structure of the election was always going to be unfair, and that's the real story. And the guy who took over the country 5 years ago is running as a politician. So the same man, Prayut Chan-o-cha, who came on the airwaves 5 years ago and said, "I have assumed power of the country," is now grinning on campaign posters. And if you are an anti-establishment politician and you come out and talk about how he's a dictator, or this is a dictatorship, you can be banned from politics and charged with all sorts of crimes. So there's your Thai election.
Wow.
Even if it went perfectly and all the votes were counted perfectly, it would still be an unfair election.
I guess I'm excused for not understanding who actually won here, because it looks like two opposing parties are both claiming they won.
70 million Thai people are also confused. So the pro-military party, they did better than you might think they would do. They say we got the most popular votes. The most popular anti-establishment party says, yeah, but we got the most seats. At this point, they're fighting, and both say we have the right to form a government, to form a coalition. However, I have a very strong prediction that the military will get its way.
Well, as you say, we might not know a result for a couple of months. When countries in the region, Patrick, see the democratic dysfunction in Thailand, does that suggest to them that democracy doesn't really work, so why should we try to democratize? I mean, I'm thinking of Myanmar or Vietnam or China. I mean, is Thailand ever seen as a model for other neighboring countries?
I think so. If you're an authoritarian country, you look over to Thailand and let's say that the military comes out on top in this, as they probably will. You say, they had an election, but it was rigged for them to win. But they did have an election, and so they get to say they're a democracy. Everyone wants to say they're a democracy. The hard part is being one. No one wants to say we are an authoritarian regime. No one calls themselves that.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Marco.